Thank you, Mr. Chair. In 4.1, other relevant stakeholders contains ambiguity. Stakeholders should be specified in order to clarify their relevance, or that part should be deleted. Unfortunately, there is enormous information pollution in today's world, and even facts can be reflected differently by using discourse. Some people use discourse artfully and apply it by using technical methods. Public opinion is impacted dramatically by the use of discourse. So, in our opinion, only UN and UN agencies should be supported to capture data on meter operations' impact. We have seen that in order to increase awareness of the impacts of the use of EVPA, some NGOs are gathering all the information that they could get without verification, even from the terrorist organizations, which are using the good intentions of that NGOs. And such baseless information creates greater separations between people and fuels conflicts. Accordingly, we propose 4.3 as follows. Facilitate the work of the United Nations and UN agencies collecting data on the impact on civilians of military operations involving the indiscriminate use of explosive weapons in populated areas as appropriate. In 4.5, we propose that instead of other relevant international organizations and civil society organizations and humanitarian organizations should be used. Again, it would be better to include the qualifier indiscriminate before the use of EVPA in 4.1 and 4.5. In 4.2, instead of the reverberating effects term, indirect effects should be used. Mr. Chair, in 4.6, we could support exchange of good practices and lessons learned between military to military, but there is no need to create any new fora. We should concentrate on developing our national legislation to implement this declaration. 4.6 should be read as identify any relevant additional measures by reviewing national legislation for the implementation of the commitments in this declaration and improving compliance with obligations of states under IHL. In the last operative paragraph, 4.7, for this is political declaration, we would like to see participation to it instead of its adoption. Thank you, Mr. Chair.